Father, we thank you and give you praise and give you glory for your goodness over us. It is well with every one of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the people that are here today to fellowship with us. It is well with everybody. We declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Even so, in the mighty name of Jesus, let it be. As we look into more of these wonderful promises of God, help us, O Lord, to be able to appropriate them for ourselves. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, well, let's see if we can bring this thing in. Protection and deliverance. These are some of the wonderful promises that we find throughout the scriptures. I mean, there's so many, you know. I mean, the list is so long of promises that relate to that. How God stands and fights for his people, the things that he promises us, who give us encouragement and different things like that. And we've been making it, I thought I would just go through from Genesis through the Bible like that. So we've called out scriptures in Genesis, Exodus, Numbers even. We've called out scripture in Job, in the Psalms, powerful, powerful scriptures in the Psalms. If you missed any of these things, you're going to have to go through replays. At the end of this room, if somebody reminds me, I'll walk people through how to get those replays. But, you know, we talked about yesterday, powerful promises in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, I tell you what, you know, ought to be your go-to place. It is my go-to place for scriptures of encouragement from time to time. You know, even I get inspiration, you know, from just reading many parts of Isaiah. Powerful stuff. We talked about even Jeremiah, the things that the Lord promised, you know, so forth. And I want to read one more scripture here in Jeremiah, one or two more, and then we'll move on. I want to go to some of the promises that God gives in the New Testament too, concerning deliverance and protection for his children. Jeremiah 30 and 17 talks about the Lord will heal you of your wounds, glory to God, and restore health, you know, unto you. That's beautiful, beautiful promise. So anytime you have an injury or you have a health concern, you can always call upon that scripture and use it for yourself. Yesterday we read the scripture of the Lord promising to bring your children back from the land of the enemy. Jeremiah 31, 15 and 16. I mean, these are wonderful and powerful promises that we can use in prayer, as prophetic prayers, when we stand in the gap, you know, for your children. I mean, and your children's children, you know, stand in the gap for them, call over them the name of the Lord, and remind the Lord of what he said and how he's going to pull them in. And Lord gave us encouragement. He said, look, you know, Jeremiah 31, I said 15 and 16, but I meant 16 and 17. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope, the Lord said, in the end, saith the Lord, that your children shall come again to their own border. Powerful. You know, powerful promises, you know, that we, you know, we have from the Lord. And, you know, God promises us protection, deliverance to our children and so forth. And when we use these promises, the Lord will always back them up. This is the word of the Lord unto you today. that not by might, nor by power, or by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, according to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. The Lord promised to stand behind us by his hand, mighty hand, not by our own strength, not by our own power. Praise the Lord. And the Lord just reminded me to read this other scripture for us as a blessing over your house, protection of the Lord being over your house. Praise the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 4 and verse 5, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, dwelling place of Mount Zion, that's your home, that's your families and so forth, and upon all her assemblies, every time we gather together in church as well, or any other gathering, but specifically for your house, dwelling place of Mount Zion, that's your family, that's your household. You know, what is he going to create? Well, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all of you in your household, the glory of God shall be there for a defense. Remember, we're talking about defense. Yes, defense. Praise the Lord. The Lord will create and he will be your defense at all times. His glory will be around you, will be around your children as well. You know, the many, many promises that the Lord gives. And the Lord, it will be your defense. You know, it will be unto you a solid rock, and it will surround you even with favor as with a shield. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord promised also many things that about when we call, how he will answer. So anytime, that's also a form of defense. Knowing that the Lord is always there is a form of protection. Knowing that he will always hear you. He said, you shall call and I will answer. Glory to God. Isaiah 58 and 9. And when you say, Lord, he will say, I will speak unto you. Here I am. Glory to God. The Lord promised that he will answer you. He said, the Lord shall also guide you continually. Verse 11. And he will satisfy thy soul in drought. Make thy bones fast. That'll be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. That's all. These are powerful, powerful promises that the Lord gives unto us. And every time you read these promises, you should just incline your heart toward them. Because these promises are given to us to strengthen us. The Lord gives us these things to strengthen us. Praise the Lord. Let me read also one or two things here, you know, in the book of Job. It talks about Job chapter 22, verse 21. You know, it says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. You know, good things will come unto you when you draw closer to the Lord. When you have your delight in the Almighty. You say, yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Glory to God. You know, that's Job chapter 22. And verse 25, the Almighty himself shall be your defense. And it'll cause you to have plenty of silver. Yeah? Why? Because you delight in the Almighty and you lift up your face to the Lord. Even your decrees, God will back them up, he said. Thou shalt also decree a thing established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways. On and on throughout the scriptures, you'll find great promises like this. Now, let me just jump, because I want to really finish this series. There's a few other things I want to do before the end of this year. So let me jump to some New Testament powerful promises that come out of the mouth of Jesus himself, you know, towards his disciples of how he will be with us, you know, and the confidence that we can draw, you know, from that. Even he gave the disciples a practice run. Let's just put it that way. Send them out, practice run, call his disciples together, send them out and give them power on clean spirits to cast out and do all manner of things like that. And then he told them, you know, before he left, he said, all power, you know, in heaven and on earth is given unto me. And with this power, I am with you. I mean, shouldn't that give us confidence and give us, you know, just a supreme confidence is what that should bring in our heart. When you know that the one that has all power in heaven and on earth promises to be with you. Well, you know, he said all power, Matthew 28 and verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore in my name. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, I draw confidence from that. If I say, well, the person that has all power is with me. And he said, I'll be with you no matter what, till the end of the world. That's tremendous. That ought to give us tremendous confidence. Let's read some of the things that Jesus promised, you know, when he was talking in the book of John. You know, he said so many things, not only the promise of eternal life, but how God will protect you and how no one, I say, can pluck you out of the Father's hand. John chapter 10, let's read a few verses. First of all, Jesus in this chapter describes himself as the good shepherd that lays down his life for his sheep. And he said, well, the hireling shepherd, the one that is there just for money, when he sees the wolf coming, he will run for his own life. And the wolf will come and scatter the flock. But the true shepherd is not going anywhere. Going to stand between the wolf and the flock. That's right. You know, and, you know, stories and of culture tell us that even those shepherds in those days, when they put their sheep out and bring them in into the barn, they lie down in the door, you know, and put the sheep inside and just lie down by the door, you know, because anyone that's going to get to the sheep will have to go through them. And Jesus said, I am that good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. John chapter 10 and verse 11. The good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep. Now, on the other hand, he said, the thief comes to steal. You know, the thief is trying to come and scatter the flock, steal, kill, destroy. But I come to give you life in abundance. And that, as the good shepherd, I lay down my life for the sheep. That's right. I am the good shepherd, he says again in John 10 and 14. And I know my sheep, and my sheep know me as well, and I'm known of mine, you know, even as the Father knows me, so I know the Father, and I lay down my life, you know, for the sheep. He's going to, you know, stand between you and that wolf, or lay down there and be your defense. He's not going to let anything, you know, come between, I mean, go get the flock and get them. No way. He said, my sheep, in verse 27, hear my voice, and I know them. See? and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Powerful promise. You know, don't let the devil ever tell you that you're not going to make it. Jesus said, I give unto you eternal life, and you shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My goodness. You know, you talk about defense, protection, and confidence, supreme confidence that we have that God's got us, you know, he's got you in his hands. He said, my Father, which gave them to me, this is the reason nobody can pluck you out of his hand. He said, my Father, who gave you to me, is greater than all. That's right. And no one can snatch or pluck anything out of his hand. Glory to God. The other day I was telling you about, you know, God saying, you know, in Isaiah 62 and 8, how he swears, you know, by the arm of his strength. Well, the right hand, thy right hand has gotten you the victory. God, you know, symbolizes his power by flexing his right arm, you know. And I said, well, let's see if you can arm wrestle that down, devil. You can't do it. And when God's got you in the palm of his hands, well, how can anyone, is there anyone that is strong enough, you know, to snatch you from his hand? It's not possible. Because he is the one that is stronger than all. As, you know, I mean, we're told in the scriptures how that he has engraved you upon the palms of his hands. That scripture is Isaiah 49 and 16. I have engraved the same as what he's saying here. No one can pluck you out of his hand. Well, the Lord said, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, you know, and you are continually before me. Nobody can get you out of nobody and nothing that by any means hurt you. He said that too. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that come against you condemn. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said that too. And where did Jesus, you know, pronounce such things himself? Well, in the book of even Luke chapter 10, another account of when he sent them out, you know, he said, look, behold, I give you power, Luke 10 and 19, to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. It is his power that is your power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's powerful. Powerful defense mechanism for you to know that his promise says nothing shall by any means hurt you. If you believe that and you declare it over your life every day, there shall nothing hurt you, because that's what the Father said. Praise the Lord. Powerful, powerful promises that give us hope and assurance. You know, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, Paul talked about how the love of God, when you are anchored on the love of Christ, that's stronger. You know, it's a stronger defense system and protection against anything, things present, things to come, principalities, powers, whatever. You know, the love of Christ, the love of God in Christ Jesus, stronger than all this. And say, I am persuaded that nothing, you know, neither life nor death, nor things present, nor things to come, principalities, powers, whatever. Say none of these things have power over angels, life, death, powers, anything, because the Lord is our defense. Romans chapter 8 from verses 31 even to the end. You know, if God be for us, who can be against us? You know, God's word with you. Sammy said it too in Psalms 27. You know, the Lord is with me, strength of my life. You know, why should I be afraid of anything else? Praise the Lord. powerful scriptures that give us hope and assurance. And even the Lord speak many of these things, you know, in the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, to give us hope for daily living. Victory, victory. Here's a powerful one. I love this one. Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. You know, remember, Satan is your adversary. That's right. He's always, you know, trying to take you down, to take you out, coming to steal your joy, kill even your dreams and aspirations, destroy your life, everything. But this scripture says the God of peace, he will bruise him. See? Now you use that as a defense and a mechanism, defense mechanism for yourself. Whenever you're going through, you know, you can trample the head of the scorpions and serpents under your feet, and the Lord will bruise him under your feet in Jesus' name. Romans 16 and 20. Hallelujah. Let's talk about how God, you know, has been with us from ages past, how he's still with us, and how he will yet be with us. Second Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. Blessed be the God of heaven, who has delivered us from so many things, so great a death, so many things that the devil brought up against you. God has delivered. He is still delivering, and he will yet deliver. These are powerful promises. You know, God is not a one-time, you know, thing. He will do it and do it again and again and again. As often as we call upon him, he will deliver us. Call upon him in your distress. The psalmist said, I call upon the Lord in my distress, and he sent and took me, brought me out of the miry clay. Glory to God. He has delivered us. He doth deliver. That means he's still doing it. And he will yet do it. Hallelujah. That's the deliverance power that the Lord has given us yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Second Corinthians chapter 2 and 14. You know, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. You know, the strength that he gives you, you know, is your strength to go through and to win. It will be your defense. It will be your protection also. And you will win because he is with you. Hallelujah. You know, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. In fact, Paul said it a different way as a testimony, you know, in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9. The summary of it is that no matter what the devil throws at you, you know, God will strengthen you, keep you, protect you, and make you bounce back. Glory to God. He said, look, we are buffeted on every side. And the devil is, you know, God says a mystery. He knows how to cheap shot you sometimes. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. You know, sometimes it looks like, you know, everything is just going opposite directions. You know, but we don't lose hope. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. One man said, you know, rejoice not, you know, over me, O my enemy. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. You know, when I am down, when you knock me down, I will not stay down for the count. Because the Lord will pull me up again. And even when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Well, Paul is testifying about it here. Knocked down, trodden down, but never stay down. Cast down, but not destroyed. Glory to God. Bounce back in the name of the Lord. The Lord gives you this assurance. He will protect you, and sometimes the devil will get you. You know, it's like when you watch those, you know, boxing matches and so forth. I mean, the opponent will always get a punch in somehow. You know, very, very rarely is that, you know, someone just comes out swinging and then knocks the opponent out, and the opponent never gets a chance to knock them back. You know, they will. And I've seen even sometimes when someone gets knocked down in an earlier round, maybe a 15 round bout for the championship or whatever, and they came back and won because they did not stay down. Hallelujah. And when they are knocked down, the opponent's corner is saying, stay down! You know, throw down the towel. Well, in their own corner, the manager, the trainer, and all of that, they're saying, get up, get up, get up. Eye of the tiger, get up. And you know, the other side says, stay down. Well, who are you going to listen to? And you look over here, you see your trainer, you see your manager, and you remember all those moments, you know, training and so forth. And you might even look over there in the crowd and see some familiar faces. And you look over on the other side, you see some ugly faces telling you to stay down. But then you hear the encouraging shouts from your corner, say, get up, get up, get up. Praise the Lord. And then you don't stay down for the count. You pull yourself together. Every last ounce in you, you're going to get off of that canvas. Praise God. You're going to get back in the fight. Glory to God. You can't fight anything when your back is on the canvas. You need to be on your feet, having done all, stand. And when you get back in the fight, all of a sudden, second wind, power comes through from the Lord. God, the Lord, He will never leave you. And He's always there, Holy Spirit in your corner saying, get up. You got this. Get up. You can do all things through the Lord that strengthens you. Holy Spirit will bring you those scriptures in the moments that you're going through. And He will be with you. He will be your defense system, you know, defense of munitions. Will it be for you? Praise the Lord. And, you know, the best place that you can have your defense is in the Lord, because He's got your back. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. May the Lord's name be praised. Glory to God. Many, many scriptures that God encourages us with for us to know that He is with us. Safety is in the Lord. And what the Lord promises us, strongholds and munitions can be found in the Lord. You know, Isaiah chapter 33, Lord's just reminding me of this. Some of the scriptures I might have written down, but, you know, just skipped over. You know, who among you can do these things? You know, let me read it to you. Just, Holy Spirit just brought it to my remembrance here. And I want to read Isaiah 33. Powerful, you know, powerful scripture, you know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Said the Lord will cause you to dwell on high. A place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks, ammunitions and everything. Isaiah 33, verse 16. Bread shall be given you. And your waters will be sure, you know, because the Lord is with you. He will give you protection and a defense system around you at all times. You know, powerful, powerful stuff. You know, let's look at 2 Timothy 4 and 18. Now, this scripture, one day, many months ago, maybe about a year or so, I don't know, maybe a little longer, I can't remember. But one day I was sleeping, I was asleep, And I heard this scripture in my sleep. And I didn't know what it was. It just said 2 Timothy 4:18. I mean, I found myself as in a group of people. And I was about to say something to them to encourage them. And I said, well, 2 Timothy 4:18. And in my sleep, I didn't know what it said. I didn't even know what it said, but I just said the reference, but I didn't know the text. And I woke up as soon as I said it. The first thing I did, I grabbed my phone, turned on my Bible app, because I said, 2 Timothy 4:18, what in the world does it say? I don't remember. And, you know, and then when I read it, I was like, oh my goodness. Powerful stuff. And I think I came out here after that and said something about that. It was a while back. Some of you may or may not remember. But this scripture, powerful stuff, given to me even in that night dream or night vision like that. And when I saw it, when I woke up, got out of that in real life, I read it. I say, oh my goodness. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. That's right. You know, he will be your deliverer and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. In fact, that's a good note upon which to end this series. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me. We don't want him to only deliver us, you know, but also preserve us, you know, unto his heavenly kingdom. The day when the heavenly kingdom takes over and the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, you know, all the long fought battle of the ages will culminate in the victory of the Christ and his saints. Ah, my goodness. And you will hear so many testimonies of others. In fact, you will know their testimonies instantly. And then you will recognize many that you didn't even know. And you see them just like Peter, James, and John saw Elijah and Moses with Jesus on the mount. Nobody told them it was Elijah or Moses. Recognize them instantly. Glory to God. And then you hear all those testimonies. You can talk to David and say, my goodness, what were you thinking? How could you go up against the lion? Say, well, because I know whom I have believed. Glory to God. You can, you know, ask those and they, you know, just share your testimony. It'd be wonderful. I mean, we will have thousands of years. I mean, you can just be rejoicing in all the testimonies of the Lord in the lives of his people. And it would never feel like anything at all, because since there is no night and day, it will always be night. Then there is no time. Night and day is what causes time. The Lord said it like that in the beginning. You know, the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, once you take away one of those things, you know, then it will always be the same. If you take away the evening and it's always day, then you cannot count days anymore. That's right. You know, when you take away, say, the lamp will be the sun, you know, the light of it. And there'll be no need for the sun or the moon or anything, but the lamp himself will be the glory of it. And there'll be no night or day there. You won't need to shut the gates in the night, because there will be no night. Well, if there is no night, then how do you count days? Because that's the reason, that's how we count days now. You know, when it is nighttime and you say, well, you know, the morning will break and then there's one day gone and then you count. But if the night goes and, you know, say there will be one day when at even time it shall be light. In that day, when that God changes all of that, there will be no, you can't count days anymore. We're just in his presence forever. You know, there is no night. It's always day. My goodness. You can testify. You can share. You can rejoice with, you know, all the victories. I mean, all the stories you ever read in the Bible, and even the ones you didn't know, we hear them, we know of them, you know, and we will, you know, sanctify and crown the Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he in turn will place crowns upon our head, the crown of life that the Lord shall give to everyone. Paul said, not to me only, but to everyone that stands through to the end. Receive that crown of glory. And Jesus said, enter into the kingdom that was prepared for you, my Father, from the foundation of the world. And this is the journey that we are on. And the grace to get us there are all the promises of defense and protection that he has for us. Along the way, there's so many things, you know, that jump out at you. It's a perilous journey. And even in this last day, say perilous times shall come. Perilous journey, but, you know, the Lord will protect you along the way. You know, I remember this last trip. My wife and I went to Nigeria. It was a we drove through some perilous journeys, driving from one city to another. I mean, it was like we're driving through the bush, thick forest. It was like anything can jump out. I mean, there wasn't even any, you know, so to speak, any shoulders on the roads. I mean, the forest was right next to the road. I mean, like, what kind of place is this? Like a jungle, you know? And I was thinking, well, you know, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord said he will be with you no matter what. And yeah, sure enough, he was. But there are perilous things, you know, along those journeys. Well, the journey of life, perilous things, and something always waiting to jump out at you. But the Lord is your stay. He will be your defense, you know, and your hiding place will be in him. He promised, you know, many things for us. He even promised rest and assurance. You know, my people, he said, and that's you, you know, shall dwell in quiet resting places with assurance and you know, a peaceable habitation. Isaiah chapter 32, verses 17 and 18 and so on. He said, the walk of righteousness shall be peace for you. The effect of righteousness in your life shall be tranquility. You know, and the Lord will cause you to dwell in safety. Glory to God. You will not be afraid of terror because he will not come near you. The Lord will give you, you know, a safe dwelling place. You can dwell in safety. Now, that doesn't seem to be the case for people who are living in jeopardy all their lives. There's places in Nigeria and other places right now where their lives are look like constantly in jeopardy. But we invoke this scripture for you. If you are in that situation, that our Lord will preserve you. He will deliver you from every evil worker, and he will preserve you unto his heavenly kingdom. The work of righteousness for you will be peace. The effect of it thereof will be quietness and assurance. My people shall also dwell in a peaceable habitation and sure dwellings, in quiet resting places. Well, even if it doesn't seem like that now, it is going to be, because that's going to be our prayer. We'll continue to pray like that until the Spirit be poured out on high upon that nation. The wilderness will become a fruitful field, and the fruitful tree shall be counted for a forest. We're going to believe the Lord every day and in your life the same way. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, trusting in the grace of the Lord to bring us defense and protection all our days. Now, I'm going to summarize all that we have talked about in this series. There are many more. As you can see, as I was going through, the Lord was reminding me of some other things here and there to read. I mean, you cannot exhaust, to be honest, the promises of God in this Bible about any subject. You know, so this was just about defense and protection. There's promises about health, wellness, rest, peace, assurance. I mean, there's just all kinds of promises. But in this series, mini series, we have looked at God's promises for your protection and for your defense from trouble. Praise the Lord. God will never fail you. He will be with you. He will cause you to experience real peace, you know, in your lives because of his protection and his defense. We have defined in the past peace not only as the absence of trouble, but also even in the midst of trouble. That's why it's called peace that passes understanding. You know, because people look at you, how can you have peace in the midst of all these things? Philippians 4, you know, and verse 7, the peace of God that passes understanding will keep your hearts and minds. Passes understanding because, you know, people naturally would not have peace under those conditions. But the Lord will give you peace. When you look around you, you will see the mercy of the Lord. You see his goodness and his mercy following you. David said, mercy and goodness will follow me. Well, they will too. And see the goodness of the Lord all around you. And one time God asked a prophet, he said, what do you see? He said, well, I see a basket of almond tree and all of these things. I said, well, look again. What do you see? Praise the Lord. I can ask you this too. What do you see? You know, today we're still in the morning hours in Arizona. Some people are in the midday or mid-afternoon or even afternoon or even later already. Well, what do you see? In the morning when you get up, what do you see? Well, even during the day when you look, what do you see? Well, if you don't see clearly, look again. Praise the Lord. One time Jesus healed a man. He said, what do you see? He said, well, you know, I don't know. You know, things are a little bit not very clear. I see, it looks like people, but they look like they're walking upside down. I don't know. They look like trees or whatever. Couldn't see clearly. Well, Jesus said, look again. Praise God. Look again. If you see something that doesn't look quite right, well, look again. You'll see something good. God will show you his goodness. He will show you his mercy. He will show you kindness. If you do something, you're doing something, and now just wrapping up with, you know, just diverse exhortations. You're doing something, and it doesn't seem to be turning out quite right. Well, Jesus might just say to you, do it again. Just like he said to Peter. He said, well, I've been there, done that all night long, and caught nothing. Jesus said, well, do it again. Praise the Lord. But this time, I'll tell you where to put that net. Glory to God. And the moment that Jesus spoke, all the fish that were previously nowhere to be found, they started moving in that direction that Jesus pointed to. Because they heard the voice of the Master. Praise the Lord. And so, let's go through our day with confidence that the Lord is always with us. I'm going to pray and leave it there for today. I think that's plenty. If you miss the any part of the lessons, go through the replays. After my prayer, I'm going to walk you through how to get all the replays in case you don't know how. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these wonderful promises. The Bible says that by these we become even partakers of the divine nature because they strengthen us. We know God is with us. We are bold as a lion, the Bible said. The righteous is bold as a lion. Wow. Because we know the Lion of Judah is our defense and is right there with us. So we thank you, Lord, for all these promises that you will be our defense. You'll be our deliverer. That you will save our children. Our children will be delivered. And no evil shall befall us because the Lord is our defense. on and on and on, all these promises that we have looked at, how you will make even a separation between us and the rest of the world, that people may know that you do these things and put a difference between your children and the rest of the world. Thank you for these promises, Lord. Help us to align our minds and our hearts to these promises. Take advantage of them every day. Strengthen ourselves in knowing that the Lord is our defense. The Lord is our protection and is with us day and night. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.